Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So, obviously, you came back from a big deficit in the first set, and just wondering if you had a letdown after that, just sort of where your energy was the last couple sets and how you felt about the match overall.
Yeah, I think she just played well. I mean, she just had so many answers today, and I have to just give her credit for, you know, playing well at every point, even in the first set.
Venus, obviously, second year in a row that you went out to her in this round. Is there something she does that bothers you out there, or just?
She just played well. I mean, there's no particular. I mean, I think there were just some points where she just came up with great tennis a lot of the times in the second and the third set. And, you know, sometimes it's just bad luck.
Renee? What did you make, or what was going through your head with each passing drop shot that she just employed time and time and time again? How frustrating were those, because she broke up the rhythm so often with those?
Yeah, those are some great shots, and some of the points I won and some of them I didn't. So, you know, the risk was rewarded for her.
Venus, when you play well on clay, how much confidence does it give you for the rest of the year, especially going forward to grass where you've got such a great record?
I mean, it's a completely different surface, and so the strategy is definitely different. Obviously, playing well at tournaments is ideal, pretty much.
So were there things today that you wanted to do and impose on her that you were not able to do?
I really haven't seen the stats yet, but I think, you know, she just had a lot of balls in, and I think sometimes, you know, I was controlling the point, and there were some errors, and those don't help, so I think I'll have to look at the stats and evaluate the match from there.
Sandy? Just wondering, with Wimbledon coming up and everything, and what happened yesterday in London and then the Manchester a week before, do you have any trepidations about the travel these days, particularly to like places that have been hit by terrorism, or you just have to go on with life?
It's a lot of stuff happening in the world today. I don't have any answers. I really don't. If I did, I promise you I'd fix it.
Just in general, going to Wimbledon, and with your form over the year from Australia, how much confidence are you taking in to the grass?
Yes, I'm not playing any events until then, so it's back to the practice court for me, and just to continue to improve my game, and that's all I can do.
You're also the last Grand Slam champion remaining in the draw, so we thought it was going to be a pretty wide-open tournament. Can you give me your thoughts on that going forward?
Yeah, I have no idea. And it's all behind me now, so whatever happens this tournament is not necessarily my concern anymore, because I'm looking forward into my own, you know, next tournament is all I can focus on right now.
Venus, when you're back in Florida, do you find grass courts to practice on, or you just practice on the hard? And
yeah, just on the hard, and just keep it simple, and it's worked so far.
Hi Venus. LeBron James, a while ago, purchased a wonderful home in Los Angeles, and then it was vandalized the other day with clearly racist graffiti. And he said that in America, even if you're wealthy, if you've got great fame and popularity, if you're an African American, you still have to deal with racism. I wanted to know what your thoughts about that are.
Well, it's sad that people are still wasting their energy on on that, you would think that if you spend your energy building yourself up and others up, then you could create a world you like, but that's not always the case with everyone.
Venus, when you say you practice on hard in the build-up to the grass court season, why do you do that? And how, you know, is it because you practicing for too long on grass doesn't do you any good? What's the reason behind it?
No, it's just not that easy to find a grass court, so you have to practice on hard.
For example, I know Andre Agassi used to say that the longer he played on grass, the worse he felt in terms of in terms of just pure ball striking. But
No, I didn't have that issue, I don't think. But I only play on one grass tournament a year, so, yeah.
So, Venus, your takeaway from this tournament and your takeaway from the 2017 season so far?
Yeah, I feel like I played well in this tournament. I mean, I played well in Rome. I feel like I played well today, but, you know, I didn't quite figure out the solution in time, and so I have to move on to the next one. Oh, yeah, it's been nice. It's still going, so I'd like to just continue to rise.
Any more questions?
Thank you.